Volume 50, Number 4 of The Friend Magazine, for April 2020. Contents. Stories and Features. From the First Presidency, Helping with the Restoration, President Russell M. Nelson. Jesus Christ's Church is Restored. A Church for Zulma. Hello from the Sacred Grove. Alonso's Forever Family. Friend to Friend, The Temple and You, Sister Joy D. Jones. Bright Idea. Show and Tell. My Family Night Fun. The Easter Tree. Meet the Apostles, Elder David A. Bednar. Matt and Mandy. Stop and Flip. Four Older Kids. One Gray Square. What's on Your Mind? Comforted by the Scriptures. Food and Fun. Tell the Easter Story. Building Again. Music. The First Vision. Things to Make and Do. Fun Stuff, Find It. Coloring Page. Getting Ready for Easter. Fun Stuff, Read Back Riddles. Friend Junior, Come Follow Me for Little Ones. Hi Friends, The First Easter, and Jesus Christ's Church. End of contents. Read by Wes Nelson.
Friends by Mail. Origami Crafting. I made the origami craft for the shirt and drew the rest to make this picture of President Russell M. Nelson. Marianne H., age 9, Arizona, USA. Conference Coloring. Thank you for the Prophets and Apostles coloring page. I colored each person when they were speaking. Laura S., age 3, Paraná, Brazil. Relaxing with the friend. When I was sick, looking at my friend and doing the activities was relaxing. Ted O., age 5, California, USA. An invitation from the Prophet. I invite you to look for opportunities to share your feelings about the Lord Jesus Christ with your family and friends. Watch a special message from President Nelson about Jesus at hearhim.churchofjesuschrist.org. Dear friends, this month we're celebrating two sacred events, Easter and the First Vision. Easter is when Jesus Christ was resurrected, and the First Vision is when Jesus Christ appeared with Heavenly Father to Joseph Smith and began bringing His church back to earth. How many stories and activities can you find about these events in this month's issue? Look for messages from President Nelson and Sister Jones about how you can help with the restoration. Love, the friend. End of Friends by Mail, read by Shannon Nelson.
From the First Presidency, Helping with the Restoration, by President Russell M. Nelson. Adapted from Hope of Israel, Worldwide Youth Devotional, June 3, 2018, hopeofisrael.churchofjesuschrist.org. In 1820, Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ appeared to Joseph Smith. Heavenly Father said, "This is my beloved Son, hear him." Joseph Smith History 1, verse 17. The restoration of the gospel began that day 200 years ago. It continues today. Someday Jesus Christ will come back to the earth again. Here are four ways you can help with the restoration and prepare for the time when Jesus will return. Build your faith in Jesus Christ. Find out about your family and help temple work to be done for them. Prepare to go to the temple. Help people learn about Jesus Christ and His church. Doing these things will help prepare the world for the wonderful day when Jesus will come again. Note, President Nelson said that children can help with the restoration. One way is by sharing about Jesus with others. Watch a special message from the Prophet at hearhim.churchofjesuschrist.org. End of the article from the First Presidency, Helping with the Restoration, by President Russell M. Nelson. Read by David Shaw.
Jesus Christ's Church is Restored. Before we came to earth, we lived with our heavenly parents. They loved us. Heavenly Father had a wonderful plan for us. We would come to Earth so we could get a body and learn and grow. Then we could come back to live in our heavenly home. But we couldn't do it on our own. We would need help. Heavenly Father chose our oldest brother, Jesus Christ, to come to Earth to help us. Jesus showed us how to love others and follow Heavenly Father's commandments. He chose apostles to lead his church. Then Jesus suffered for us in the Garden of Gethsemane. He felt all of our pains and sadness. He died for us on the cross. Because of this, we can turn to him when we are hurt or sad or need help. We can repent when we do something wrong. On the third day after Jesus died, he was resurrected. Jesus was alive again. Because of this, we will be resurrected too. We can live with our heavenly parents after we die. After his resurrection, Jesus visited his disciples in Jerusalem and in the Americas. He asked his apostles to keep teaching people about his gospel. Many people who heard the apostles were baptized and joined the church. After the apostles died, people began forgetting some important parts of Jesus' gospel. They stopped believing that Heavenly Father would always inspire his children on earth. They forgot that everyone on earth would have a chance to be baptized. They stopped believing that the prophets and apostles would always lead the church. Many years passed. Finally, it was time to bring back the missing parts of Jesus' gospel. It was time to restore his church. Heavenly Father needed someone to be a prophet and help bring it back to earth. He chose a young boy named Joseph Smith. One day, Joseph was reading in the Bible. In James chapter 1, verse 5, it said that Heavenly Father will answer our questions when we ask in faith. Joseph did have a question. He knew there were many churches that taught about Jesus, but he wanted to find out if there was one like Jesus' church in the New Testament. On a beautiful spring day around Easter time, Joseph went to the woods near his home. He knelt and started to pray. Then Joseph felt a dark feeling. Satan was trying to discourage him, but Joseph kept praying with all his might. Then a beautiful light came down. Joseph saw Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ. This is called the first vision. They said that Jesus' church wasn't on the earth, but it would be soon. The restoration was beginning. Heavenly Father sent angels to restore important parts of the gospel. The angel Moroni gave Joseph the gold plates so we could have the Book of Mormon to help us learn about Jesus Christ. John the Baptist brought the Aaronic priesthood back so we could be baptized. Peter, James, and John brought the Melchizedek priesthood so we could receive the Holy Ghost and have blessings when we are sick. Elijah came so we could be sealed to our families in the temple. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints was organized. That means Jesus' church is back on earth. All of these things are part of the restoration. The restoration of the gospel is still going on today. Prophets, apostles, and missionaries are sharing the good news of Jesus Christ all over the world. Temples are being built in many lands so people can be sealed to their families forever. And the church is helping people in places where there is hunger or disaster. Everyone can do something to help with the restoration. You can help by learning about your family history and doing temple baptisms. You can give tithing to build churches and temples. You can give fast offerings to help people in need. You can tell people about Jesus Christ. Jesus gave us his church to help us return to our heavenly parents. We can take the sacrament and always remember what he did for us. We can show love to others as he did. We can help everyone learn about his gospel. End of the article, Jesus Christ's Church is Restored, read by Shannon Nelson.
Fun stuff, find it. Because of the restoration, today people all over the world can know about Jesus Christ's gospel. How many copies of the Book of Mormon can you find? Extra challenge. How many country flags can you find? Do you recognize any of the flags? Check answers on page 43. Linda Find It, read by Sean Nelson.
A Church for Zulma by Lucy Stevenson, Church Magazines, based on a true story. Maybe there was more that God wanted Zulma to know. Seek and ye shall find. 3 Nephi chapter 14, verse 7. Zulma sat on one of the church benches and smoothed the skirt of her school uniform. Colored light shone through the stained glass windows, and a cross stood at the front of the chapel. Zulma went to a church school, so she went to worship services twice a day with the other students. Zulma liked her church. She loved Jesus and loved to learn about him. She sat quietly as the priest began to talk. But today something felt different. Suddenly, a new thought came into her mind and heart. There is more truth out there. Zulma scrunched her eyebrows. More truth? What did that mean? The thought came again. There is more truth. Zulma closed her eyes and focused on what she was feeling. She had learned lots of good things at church, but now she wondered if something was missing. Maybe there was more that God wanted her to know, but how could she find it? Later, she talked to her older brother, Alberto, about her thoughts. You think there's more truth out there? Alberto asked. Zulma nodded. I want to learn about other churches, she said. Okay, Alberto replied. I'll go with you. For several years, Zulma and Alberto visited different churches. After one church service, Alberto said, that church taught good things. Zulma agreed, but they still felt like something was missing, so they kept searching. One day, Alberto raced up the steps to their house. I found the church we're looking for, Alberto said. He gave Zulma a big hug. Zulma's eyes got wide. Where? How? My friend met some missionaries from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, Alberto said. I listened to them, and I believe what they taught. Zulma and Alberto were so happy that they danced all around the house. But then Zulma got some bad news. Mama didn't want her to meet with the missionaries. You're only 12, Mama said. You're too young. Since Alberto was older, he was allowed to keep meeting with the missionaries. A few weeks later, he was baptized. Zulma kept asking Mama again and again if she could learn from the missionaries. Finally, Mama said yes. When the missionaries taught Zulma, she felt warm in her heart. One of the missionaries had a hard time speaking Spanish, but it didn't matter. What mattered was how good Zulma felt. When she learned about Joseph Smith and the Book of Mormon, she knew she had found the truth she was looking for. Zulma wanted to be baptized, but what would Mama say? Zulma was so happy when Mama said yes. On the day of her baptism, Zulma dressed all in white. She knew God loved her. She knew he knew her. And she knew that he had helped her find his restored church. End of the article. A Church for Zulma by Lucy Stevenson. Read by Kristen Hawkins.
Hello from the Sacred Grove. Hi, we're Margot and Paolo.
This month, to celebrate the restoration, we're visiting the place where the first vision happened 200 years ago. 1. When Joseph Smith was 14 years old, he lived in a log house in New York, USA. He had 5 brothers and 3 sisters. He obeyed his parents and was friendly to others. He read the Bible with his family, but they didn't all go to the same church.
2. Joseph was a hard worker. He helped cut down trees so his family could plant crops. He also helped his family collect sap from maple trees to make maple sugar.
3. Joseph wanted to find a church like the one in the Bible. One day, he went to a grove of trees and prayed. Heavenly Father and Jesus appeared to him. They told him his sins were forgiven. They also said that he shouldn't join any of the churches. Soon, Jesus' church would be restored.
4. Many people made fun of Joseph because of what he saw. They said he was making it all up. But Joseph kept telling the truth. He said, I knew it, and I knew that God knew it.
and I cannot deny it.
5. Today, people can visit the area where Joseph prayed. It is beautiful and very peaceful.
These children live where Joseph Smith lived when he was young.
Piper D., age 5, New York, USA, says, I know that the Sacred Grove is a special place because Joseph Smith prayed and saw Heavenly Father and Jesus there.
I'm grateful that we live close to Joseph Smith's home. I love going to the Grandin building with the printing press. I really like to see where they bound the first copies of the Book of Mormon. Roscoe B., age 9, New York, USA.
Thanks for visiting the Sacred Grove with us. See you next time.
End of Hello from the Sacred Grove. Read by Rena, Ethan, Shannon, and Sean Nelson.
Alonzo's Forever Family by Marissa Whittison, Church Magazines, based on a true story. For the temple is a holy place where we are sealed together. Children's Songbook, page 95. Easter is a good time to think about Jesus and to remember his resurrection, Sister Rojas said. She held up a picture of Jesus. Because of him, people who have died will live again. Alonzo looked up at his primary teacher. Does that mean I can see my parents again? He wondered. Mama had died years ago when Alonzo was very young. Alonzo didn't remember her well, but he liked looking at pictures of her. Then Papa died too. Now Alonzo lived with his abuela, his grandmother. She had been teaching him about her church, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. He was going to be baptized and confirmed next year when he was old enough. Sister Rojas held up a picture of a white building. Another amazing gift from Jesus is temples. This is one of the temples here in Chile. Alonzo looked at the gold statue on top of the building. It was beautiful. He wondered what happened inside. Temples are where families are sealed together forever, Sister Rojas said. This temple in Santiago is where I was sealed to my parents after we joined the church. Because we were sealed, I can be with them even after this life. Alonzo felt excited when he heard that. Could I be sealed to my parents? He asked, even though they already died? Sister Rojas nodded. Yes, that's one of the reasons temples are so important. They bless all of our family members, including those who have died. For the rest of the day, Alonzo kept thinking about temples. He asked Abuela to teach him more. She talked about the white clothes people wear inside and the beautiful artwork on the walls. Best of all, it's where you can be sealed to your parents, Abuela said. We'll ask two people from the ward to stand in for them during the sealing. Can we go tomorrow? Alonzo asked. I want to be with Mama and Papa forever. Abuela smiled. I'm glad you want to go, she said. But the nearest temple is in Concepcion. We don't have enough money for bus tickets. I'll help save for the trip, Alonzo said. From then on, whenever Alonzo found a coin on the street or had a chance to earn some money, he paid tithing and then added the rest to their temple fund. After months of saving, Alonzo and Abuela finally had enough money to travel to the temple. They asked brother and sister Silva to come with them. On the day of the trip, they took a long bus ride to the city of Concepcion. It was almost sunset when Alonzo spotted something gold in the distance. I can see the angel Moroni, Alonzo said, pointing to the statue on top of the temple's blue dome roof. They spent the night at an apartment next to the temple. In the morning, Alonzo went inside the temple for the first time. He saw a big picture of Jesus. He and Abuela got dressed in white. He felt happy and peaceful. When it was time for the sealing, Alonzo walked into a beautiful room with mirrors on the walls. A temple worker showed Alonzo, Abuela, and the Silvas how to kneel around a special table called an altar. It was covered in soft fabric. Brother and sister Silva were there for Alonso's mom and dad. Abuela was there for his sister, who died before Alonso was born. Closing his eyes, Alonso imagined his family all together. "I can't wait to see them again," Alonso thought. "I'm so grateful families can be together forever." End of the article. Alonso's Forever Family by Marissa Whittison. Read by Kristen Hawkins.
Friend to Friend, The Temple and You by Sister Joy D. Jones, Primary General President. Before the church was restored, many people believed that if someone in their family died without being baptized, they would never see them again. But because of the restoration, we can be baptized for them in the temple. We can be sealed together for eternity. Like Joseph Smith, you have also been chosen by Heavenly Father to do important work in your life. Some of that work can be done in temples. You can gather the names of your ancestors who were not baptized when they lived on earth. Then, after you receive a temple recommend, you can go to the temple and be baptized for them. As you do this work, pray to your Heavenly Father to guide you. Your ancestors can help you too. What an important and sacred blessing this will be for you and for them. Some of you may not be able to do temple work now, but you will someday. Always remember that you are a child of God. He loves you perfectly. Listen to the promptings of the Holy Ghost and get ready to go to the temple someday. Doing this will help you build a wonderful life for yourself and for your past, present, and future families. As you do the Lord's work, He will help you. You are one of His most valiant spirits. End of the story, The Temple and You, read by Rena Nelson.
Show and Tell.
I'm glad to live in Palmyra, where I feel the Spirit is strong. Peter J., age 10, New York, USA.
If Joseph didn't go into the sacred grove, we wouldn't have a church to teach us what's right. Tobin R., age 9, New York, USA.
I have faith and believe in God. Stella J., age 6, New York, USA.
The sacred grove is beautiful. I like to go in the house that shows where Joseph Smith's family lived.
Corbett D., age 7, New York, USA. I like to visit the Joseph Smith farm home. I had a warm feeling when I went there. Anastasia M., age 11, New York, USA.
When my family members die and I'm feeling sad, Jesus helps me feel better.
Savannah P., age 6, Virginia, USA.
Jesus Christ has died for us. He felt all of our pain.
He went to the Garden Gethsemane, and He did not go in vain.
He died upon a wooden cross, with nails in hands and feet.
He gave His life for me and you so we could be complete.
He rose again within 3 days to show us all the way,
that we could also live again and be like Him someday.
Emma M., age 9, Washington, USA.
Our teacher asked us to do a class presentation on a person who influenced history. I knew right away that I would choose Joseph Smith. Standing in front of my class dressed as Joseph Smith, I taught my classmates about the First Vision, the Book of Mormon, and the Restored Gospel. Cameron K., age 11, Nevada, USA.
End of this month's Show and Tell.
My Family Night Fun. These ideas go along with Come Follow Me for individuals and families each week. Resurrection Garden for Easter. Sing Easter Hosanna, Children's Songbook, pages 68 through 69. Learn about Jesus Christ's resurrection. You could use the First Easter, page FJ2, or read about the Savior's visit to the Nephites. See 3rd Nephi, chapter 11, verses 18 through 17. Now build a resurrection garden. Fill a large dish or flower pot with dirt. Then lay a cup sideways to look like a tomb. You could use the cutouts on pages FJ2 through FJ3 to finish the scene. Indoor campout for Mosiah chapters 1 through 3. Sing, Follow the Prophet, Children's Songbook, pages 110 to 111. When King Benjamin taught his people, they set up their tents facing the temple to hear him speak. See Mosiah chapter 2, verses 5 through 6. It was kind of like General Conference. Set up a tent in your house using chairs and blankets. Then sit in your tent and watch a conference talk or church video together. Kindness Challenge for Mosiah chapters 4 through 6. Sing Love One Another, Children's Songbook 136. King Benjamin taught that we should love and serve each other. See Mosiah chapter 4, verse 15. How can you show love to others? Do a family kindness challenge. Send out a small jar. Throughout the week, put a small object in the jar every time you do something kind. Can you fill it to the top? Heroes with God's help. For Mosiah chapter 7 through 10. Sing Book of Mormon Stories, Children's Songbook, page 118. God helped people in the Scriptures, and He can help you too. See Mosiah chapter 7, verses 19 through 20, and verse 33. Make your own faith hero cards. Draw pictures of people in the Scriptures who did something hard with God's help. On one of your hero cards, draw a picture of yourself. What hard things can you do with God's help? Treat times. Carrot bake bites. Mix together 2 cups rolled oats, 2 cups shredded carrots, 1 cup finely chopped dates, 2/3 cup finely chopped almonds, and 2 teaspoons cinnamon. Add water, 1 tablespoon at a time, until moist. Roll mixture into bite-sized balls and top with coconut flakes. Refrigerate for 1 hour before serving. Fruity roll-ups. Blend 2 to 3 cups fruit in blender, then mix in 2 to 3 tablespoons honey and 2 tablespoons lemon juice. Spread mixture evenly in a pan lined with parchment paper. Dehydrate in an oven set at the lowest possible temperature for 4 to 6 hours until middle is dry. After cooling, cut into 1-inch, 2.5-centimeter strips. Roll up with strips of parchment paper. Pizza quesadillas. Spread pizza sauce, mozzarella cheese, and pepperoni or veggies on 1/2 of a tortilla. Fold it over and cook on a skillet over medium heat until cheese is melted and both sides are golden brown. Cut into triangles and serve warm. End of the article, My Family Night Fun. Read by David Shaw.
The Easter Tree by Lori Fuller Sosa, Church Magazines, based on a true story. Hosanna, blessed is the King of Israel. John chapter 12, verse 13. Easter was a week away. Daddy told Oliver that today was called
Palm Sunday.
Why?
Oliver asked.
When Jesus came into the city of Jerusalem, people were so happy to see him, they waved palm branches and shouted, Hosanna! That's why we call it Palm Sunday.
Can we wave palm branches too?
Oliver asked. Mommy smiled. Well, we don't have any palm trees. Let's see what other branches we can find. Mommy, Daddy, and Oliver went outside and cut a few small branches off a tree in their yard. The branches didn't have any leaves yet, just tiny blossoms. Oliver waved his branch back and forth as he took it inside.
Hosanna,
he said, just like the people in the Scriptures said when they saw Jesus. Then he helped Mommy put the pretty branches in a vase. He liked looking at the branches while they ate dinner. He thought about the branches people waved when they saw Jesus. The next day, Mommy pulled out a basket of plastic Easter eggs. Let's write down why we love Jesus. We'll put our papers in the eggs and hang them on our special branches. Daddy got pens and paper. Oliver told Daddy what to write. Oliver said,
I love Jesus because he's nice.
Oliver helped fold up the paper. He put it inside a green plastic egg. Daddy wrote,
I love Jesus because he understands how I feel.
Mommy wrote, Because of Jesus, someday we will see the people we love who have died.
Like baby Sophie?
Mommy gave him a big hug. Yes, you will see your baby sister again one day. That's because Jesus lived again after he died. Because of him, all of us can live again too.
That makes me happy.
It makes us happy too.
They filled lots of Easter eggs with things they loved about Jesus. Then Daddy tied strings through the eggs. Oliver helped hang the eggs on the tree. It looked so pretty.
Let's call it the Easter tree.
He counted all the colorful eggs.
We have so many reasons we love Jesus.
Getting ready for Easter. Get ready for Easter by doing an activity and coloring an egg each day to remember Jesus Christ. Palm Sunday, sing a song about Jesus. Monday, read an Easter story on page 28. Tuesday, help someone like Jesus would. Wednesday, look for pictures of Jesus in a church book or magazine. Thursday, draw or color a picture of Jesus. Friday, say something kind like Jesus would. Saturday, read a scripture about Jesus. Happy Easter. Today we celebrate the resurrection and life of Jesus Christ. He saved us. He loves us. Go to page 38 for another way to remember Jesus during Easter. End of the article, Getting Ready for Easter. Read by Casey Wayman.
Meet the Apostles, Elder David A. Bednar, of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. His birthday is June 15th. He will be 68 years old this year. He exercises every day except Sunday. To keep his body strong, he reads the scriptures every day to keep his spirit strong too. He and his wife Susan were married in the Salt Lake Temple. They have 3 sons and 17 grandchildren. He loves to visit members around the world and remind them of God's love. Elder David A. Bednar said, We are not and never need be alone. We can press forward with heavenly help. End of Meet the Apostles. Read by Shannon Nelson.
Matt and Mandy. In this month's Matt and Mandy, Mandy and her mom are in the kitchen. Mom is busy cooking, and she notices Mandy seems to be deep in thought.
That's a serious look. Everything okay?
I wish I could have known Great-Grandpa Brown. What you told us about him sounded cool.
He was a really good man. You'll see for yourself when you meet him.
What do you mean?
Here's a hint. What special day do we celebrate this month?
Oh, of course, it's
Easter.
Matt says, as he and Dad enter the kitchen.
We celebrate Easter because Jesus was resurrected.
So everybody, like Grandpa Brown, will live again and never die.
That means we'll get to know the people who lived before us.
That's going to be a huge family reunion.
End of Matt and Mandy, read by Wes, Rena, Ethan, Shannon, and Sean Nelson. For older kids, Family History Corner. Go to familysearch.org/discovery and use the Compare a Face feature to find out which of your ancestors looked most like you. Brain teaser. What gets harder to catch the faster you run? See page 43. Art challenge. Find a photo of yourself or your family, then try to draw it. A look inside the temple. All temples have beautiful art inside, especially of our Savior. It helps us to focus on Jesus when we're in the temple. Can you guess which temple this stained glass window is from? Hint, it was built in a place known as the City of Light. See page 43. Secret service. Invite someone new to play with you. Say thank you to your primary teacher.
paint kind messages on rocks, and leave them around the neighborhood. Temple Time. Tucker H., age 10, California, USA, said, "Once my sister was going with a young woman to do temple baptisms, but she lost her temple recommend. She was really disappointed, so we searched all around the house for it. I thought to pray, so I did. When all the young women were leaving, we found it. She went to the temple that night. I'm so glad I prayed." End of For Older Kids, read by Shannon Nelson.
One Gray Square by Casey Tross, based on a true story. For the body is not one member, but many. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 14. In through the top loop, bring the yarn through, catch the yarn a second time, and pull it under two. Mariana chanted softly as she wove the yarn around her crochet hook. The rhyme helped her remember the steps. She glanced around. Some of the moms and daughters had finished already? She tried to make her fingers work faster. She wanted to make sure she got done in time to see the beginning of the general women's session of conference. But the crochet hook was slippery and the gray yarn kept getting tangled. Mom had taught Mariana how to crochet so they could help with the Stake Relief Society project. Their stake had a goal to crochet 500 squares. The squares would then be joined together to make quilts. They'd be given to hospital patients, people without homes, and anybody else who might need a warm blanket. Mariana was excited to help, but what if she didn't finish her square in time? Mariana kept crocheting. In through the top loop, bring the loop through, catch the yarn a second time and pull it under two. "Looks like you're almost done," Mom said a few minutes later. Mariana counted each row of stitching. Mom was right! Her square was the right size. Mariana finished the row she was on and proudly held up her work. "Way to go," Mom said. She showed Mariana how to tie off the last bit to avoid loose threads. Then Mariana was done. Mariana skipped to the front of the room. A table was stacked high with finished squares. She stopped and stared at the colorful mountain of bright, fluffy squares. They were every color of yarn, and they all looked straight and even. They all looked like they had been made by experts. Mariana looked down at the plain, gray square in her hands. She had messed up a few times. It was crooked on one side and not nearly as pretty as the squares on the table. She thought about shoving her square in her pocket. With all those pretty, colorful squares, no one would miss her lumpy gray one, right? "Is that another square for us, Mariana?" Sister Garcia smiled and held out her hand. Mariana gulped, but she nodded and held out her gray square. Sister Garcia cleared her throat. "Sisters, may I have your attention, please? We've just received our 1,000th square." People gasped. Then they started clapping and cheering. Mariana's jaw dropped as she stared around the room. 1,000 squares? That was double their goal. Mariana grinned. She knew they weren't just cheering for her one gray square. They were cheering for all the hard work they had done together. Mariana watched Sister Garcia place the slightly crooked gray square on top of the pile. Mariana felt proud of her square. It was part of something special. Her square was going to help someone. She hoped that whoever it helped keep warm would feel all the love that went into making it. End of the article. One Gray Square by Casey Tross. Read by Kristen Hawkins.
What's on your mind?
I don't feel any big answers when I pray. How can I know if I really have a testimony? Searching and Soul.
Dear Searching, answers from Heavenly Father don't always come right away, and they aren't always big. Usually they come through quiet, peaceful feelings from the Holy Ghost. This is the same way a testimony usually grows. Instead of waiting for your testimony to come in one big moment, like flipping on a light switch, think of it more like a sunrise. Your testimony will grow brighter little by little as you keep learning, praying, and making good choices. Keep going, the friend. Testimony search. Read the verses and fill in the blanks. Check answers on page 43. Alma chapter 5, verses 45 and 46. Alma the younger saw an angel, but that's not how he got his testimony. He said his testimony came after he blank and blank many days. John chapter 7, verse 17. If you blank his will, you can blank of the doctrine. That means that if you act on what you learn, you can know if it's true. Alma chapter 32, verse 30. The gospel is like a seed you plant in your heart. When it beginneth to blank, you can know that the seed is blank. End of this month's What's on Your Mind, read by Wes and Shannon Nelson.
Comforted by the Scriptures, by Harrison V., age 11, Idaho, USA. When I was 8 years old and recently baptized, I struggled with nightmares. One night, as I sat on my bed, I told my mom that I was afraid to fall asleep. I had been learning that the Scriptures hold the answers to every problem. I wanted to find a Scripture to help me, but I wasn't sure where to look. I couldn't think of any Scripture stories that had to do with nightmares. My mom told me that the Holy Ghost could guide me. We knelt by my bed and said a prayer and asked Heavenly Father to help me feel the Holy Ghost. After we prayed, I had a thought to look in the Pearl of Great Price. Then I felt we should look in Joseph Smith history. We read verses 16 and 17, which talk about the darkness Joseph felt when he first started praying. Then there was a bright light, and Heavenly Father and Jesus appeared to him. The darkness Joseph Smith experienced reminded me of the fear I felt from my nightmares. The light when the Savior and Heavenly Father appeared was like being helped and shielded by the Holy Ghost. My mom asked me what Joseph Smith did to overcome the feeling of darkness. I said, Joseph prayed. If I pray and have faith, the Holy Ghost can help me feel peaceful and safe. This experience has helped me to realize that the Scriptures really do have the answers to my problems. End of the story, Comforted by the Scriptures, read by Ethan Nelson.
Tell the Easter story. Eggs are a symbol of new life. Try these activities to celebrate the new life of Jesus Christ, His resurrection. Use this activity to tell the story of when Jesus Christ was resurrected. Number 12 plastic eggs and put each slip of paper inside, along with the object that goes with it, optional. Then hide the eggs for a family Easter egg hunt. When all the eggs have been found, take turns opening them in order and read the paper inside to tell the Easter story. Here is what each scrap of paper will say, along with the optional object. 1. A small cup. In the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus felt all our pains and sorrows. He prayed, O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. Matthew 26, verse 39. 2. A silver coin. Judas, one of the apostles, betrayed Jesus. He asked the people who wanted to hurt Jesus, What will ye give me, and I will deliver him unto you? They gave him 30 pieces of silver, and Judas helped capture Jesus. Matthew 26, verses 14 through 16. 3. A piece of twine. The chief priests took Jesus and tied him up. And when they had bound him, they led him away and delivered him to Pontius Pilate, the governor. Matthew 27, verses 1 and 2. Number 4. Soap, or a wet wipe. Pilate knew that Jesus hadn't done anything wrong, but the people didn't want to let him go. Pilate chose not to save Jesus. He washed his hands and said, I am innocent of the blood of this just person. See ye to it. Matthew 27, verse 24. Number 5. Red fabric, or felt. The people put a red robe around Jesus and a crown of thorns on his head. They made fun of him and said, Hail, King of the Jews. Matthew 27, verses 28 to 30. 6. A nail. And after they had mocked him, they took the robe off from him and put his own raiment on him and led him away to crucify him. Matthew 27, verse 31. They put nails in his hands and in his feet. 7. Dice. And they crucified him and parted his garments, casting lots. Matthew 27, verse 35. The people cast lots, like rolling dice, to decide who could keep Jesus' clothes. 8. Small rocks. When Jesus died, the earth shook. The guards were afraid and said, "Truly, this was the Son of God." Matthew 27, verse 54. Number 9. A white cloth or felt. A good man named Joseph took Jesus' body. He wrapped it in a clean linen cloth and laid it in his own new tomb, which he had hewn out in the rock. Matthew 27, verses 57 through 60. 10. A stone. And he rolled a great stone to the door of the sepulcher and departed. Matthew 27, verse 60. Pilate told the guards to watch the tomb to make sure no one moved the stone. 11. Cinnamon sticks. 3 days later, women brought spices to take care of Jesus' body. They saw that the stone had been moved from the tomb. An angel told them, "Fear not, ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified." Matthew 28, verse 5. And 12. An empty egg. The tomb was empty. The angel said, "He is not here, for he is risen." Matthew 28, verse 6. Jesus Christ was alive again. Because of him, we will all be resurrected too. End of the article, Tell the Easter Story, read by Scott Christopher.
Building Again by Katie Morrell, based on a true story. After the fire, Sam didn't know if anything would be okay. The Lord will bless his people with peace. Psalm number 29, verse 11.
"What are you making?"
Jonas asked.
"I don't know,"
Sam told his little brother.
"I'm just making it up as I go along."
They were at the learning center, waiting for their parents to pick them up. Sam had found a box of scrap wood by the craft table. He was busy gluing pieces of wood together.
"Okay."
Jonas shrugged and walked away. Sam watched him join some kids at the game table. Then he went back to digging through the box of wood. Sam found a purple block he liked. He carefully squeezed a line of glue along its side and pressed it against the blocks he'd already glued together. He really liked his wood creation so far. He wasn't sure what it was, but he didn't really care about that. It just felt good to do something with his hands after the craziness of last week. A week ago, a fire started burning in Sam's town. His family had to leave their house in a hurry. Sam could still remember the white ash falling in the air like snow. There were even flames on the side of the road as they drove to safety. It was terrifying. Sam's family was okay, but their house was gone. It had burned in the fire along with most of the town.
"It doesn't feel real,"
Sam thought to himself. He kept thinking his family was just on a weird vacation and they'd be going home soon. But he knew that wasn't true. They were staying with friends until they could find a new place to live. Today, Mom had brought Sam and his siblings to the Learning Center. It was a place for kids who lost their homes in the fire. Sam's favorite was the craft table. At the bottom of the wood pile, Sam found a triangle-shaped block he hadn't noticed before. That gave him a great idea. When Mom came back to the Learning Center, Sam was excited to show her what he had made.
"It's a temple,"
Sam said. He handed it to Mom.
"I love it,"
Mom said.
"It reminds me of the wooden temple I used to have."
Thinking about Mom's wooden temple made Sam's stomach drop. They had wanted to save it from the fire, but it had been left behind.
"I wanted to put it by your temple on our bookcase, but your wooden temple is gone, and so is the bookcase."
"How about we make this the first decoration in our new house?"
Mom said.
"The temple is a place of peace. It can remind us that no matter what happens, we'll be okay."
Imagining his wooden temple on a new bookshelf helped Sam feel a bit better.
"I like that,"
he said. That night, Sam put his temple on the kitchen table in the house where they were staying. The kitchen was filled with his family's bags of emergency supplies, but seeing the temple there made the room look happier. A couple of days later, Mom and Dad called a family meeting.
"Someone donated a camper trailer we can live in,"
Dad said.
"We're really blessed to have a place to stay."
Sam helped his family pack their things in the car. He put his wooden temple on one of the seats so it would be safe during the bumpy ride.
"You okay?"
Mom asked. She handed him a box to load into the trunk.
"Yes,"
Sam said. He didn't want to move again, but he remembered what Mom had said about the temple.
"No matter what happens, we'll be okay."
End of the story, Building Again, read by Kristen and Asher Hawkins, Rena and Sean Nelson, and Scott Christopher.
Come Follow Me for Little Ones. Here are some activity ideas for toddlers and young children that go along with each week's reading. For Easter, read Alma chapter 7, verse 12 together, and help your little ones say, "Jesus loves me and knows how to help me." You could have a Christ-centered Easter egg hunt using the ideas and scriptures on pages 38 and 39. For Mosiah chapters 1 through 3, read Mosiah chapter 2, verse 17 together. Then help your little ones take turns standing on a chair like King Benjamin on the tower. While on the chair, help them repeat a simple line about service like, "God is happy when I help others," or, "By serving others, I'm serving God." For Mosiah chapters 4 through 6, read Mosiah chapter 4, verse 26 together and help your little ones say, "I can help those in need." This would be a great time to do a family service project. For example, young children could decorate paper bags and help fill them with snacks or other items to comfort people who seem sad or lonely. For Mosiah chapters 7 through 10, read Mosiah chapter 7, verse 33 together and help your little ones say, "God will help me be strong." Set out objects of different weights and have your children try to lift each one. Then show them that with your help, they can lift so much more. Testify that God will help us be strong enough to do hard things when we trust Him. End of this month's Come Follow Me for Little Ones, read by Wes Nelson.
Hi, friends. I like to help bake cookies and take them to our neighbors. Ulu, age 3, Utah, USA. Anna, age 3, Indiana, USA, said, "I share my toys with my friends." Sadie, age 4, California, USA, said, "When I'm at the store, I like to smile at people to see if I could get them to smile back at me. I call it the smile game." Ark, age 4, Montana, USA, made a CTR out of Legos. End of Hi Friends, read by Sean Nelson.
The first Easter. After Jesus Christ died, his body was laid in a tomb. On Sunday, women came to care for his body. They found his tomb open and empty. Angels said that Jesus was alive again. This was the first Easter. Jesus visited his followers and showed them his resurrected body. He ate with them and taught them before returning to Heavenly Father. Jesus saved us from death and sin. He loves us. End of The First Easter, read by Shannon Nelson.
Jesus Christ Church, by Marissa Whittison, Church Magazines. Olivia heard a big word in primary. Later she asked Daddy, "What does restoration mean?"
"I'll show you," Daddy said. He stacked blocks on top of each other. "When Jesus was on earth, he taught people to love each other and keep God's commandments," Daddy said. "And he set up his church." "But then Jesus died. Some people stopped believing his teachings." Daddy pushed the blocks over. "So, after a while, Jesus' church was gone," Daddy said.
"That's sad," said Olivia.
"Don't worry," Daddy said. He started stacking blocks again. "Jesus asked someone to help bring back his teachings. That helper was Joseph Smith.
He helped restore or bring back Jesus' church. Now the Church of Jesus Christ is on the earth once again. That's what restoration means. And best of all, Daddy said, we can go to that church every Sunday. I'm glad I can go to Jesus' church, Olivia said. End of the story, Jesus Christ's Church. Read by Wes Nelson.